So let's review. Our daf begins with the Mishnah, which presents additional cases of Yadais Nidar, a partial statement of a neder. Zak the Mishnah, Kinidre Rishoyim Nadar, Benazir Ubekorban Ubeshvua. Shmuel explains that these three cases are as follows. Benazir, Shahayu Nazir Oivilafanav, a Nazir was passing by and he said, Kinidre Rishoyim Hareini. It's a valid neder, and he's a Nazir, because he's saying, I want to be a Nazir like him. The carbon, the Ran explains that here too. Kishaisa behemu menachas lefanav. There was an animal before him, and he said, "Kinidre risham olai." It's a valid neder, and he is chayiv to bring a carbon. Bishvua, hayikikur munach lefanav. There was food in front of him, and he said, "Kinidre risham heimenu shlo oichel." It's a valid shvua, and he is not allowed to eat that food. The Ran explains, "Shahari harishoim darkan lider b'chaleilu." These yadis are effective because the person said kinidri risham, and it is risham lo isa davar who make nedarim since it's inappropriate to make nedarim. The Mishnah continues kinidri kasherim lo maklum. In any of the above cases, if a person says kinidri kasherim, it's not a neder because kasherim do not make nedarim. Kinidvaisam nadar benazir b'karban. However, if a person says kinidvis kasherim, these yadis nedarim are valid to be a nazir or to bring a karban. Because Kasherim do make Nedavis. Regarding Nedavis, the Mishnah does not mention Bishvua, because as the Ran explains, Kasherim do not make Shvuas at all, because he might be over on the Shvua. To summarize, Kinidri Risham is a valid Neder, but Kinidri Kasherim is not a valid Neder. However, Kinidvis Kasherim is a valid Neder. The Ran explains the difference between Neder and Nedava. Regarding a carbon, we know that a Neder is when the person says Hari Alai. This means that he is accepting upon himself an obligation to bring a carbon, but he does not actually set aside an animal at the time to be the carbon. This can lead to a takala, because even if he sets an animal aside, if it dies, he's still obligated to bring another carbon, because a neder is an obligation upon the person, and if he does not do so, he has transgressed his neder. However, nedava of a carbon is when the person says hare zu. This means that he is now setting aside a specific animal to be the carbon. This way he won't come to the above takala, because if it dies, he is not obligated to bring another carbon, because an adava is not an obligation upon the person. The Gemara asks, however, that there is another possible takala, that of Baal Ta'acher, he might delay bringing the carbon more than Shalosh Regalim after 3 Yom Tovim have passed, which applies to both Nedarim and Nedavis. The Gemara explains that with Nedavis, this can be avoided by acting as Hil Hazakin did. Amr al Hil Hazakin. Shlei mal adam by lasek kol yamav, mevia kishi chulin laazara, umakdisha b'samech leva sheichda. He would only make the nedava and be makdish the animal right outside of the azara. This also avoided any possibility of transgressing meila, benefiting from kachrin. This explains why kashem avoid nedarim and only employ nedavas. The Ram continues to explain the difference between neder and nedava regarding the ziris, in which the above does not apply. Neder perusha davar she'ein bolagamri benidvas halev, nedava perusha masha adam neider yoseh benidvas nafshe. A neder means that the person does not make it with a full heart. Regarding naziris, it means that the person did not do it completely l'shem shemayim. Therefore, kinidri risham is a valid neder, but kinidri kasherim is not a valid neder. A nedava means that the person does make it with his full heart. And regarding naziris, it means that the person did do it completely l'shem shemayim. Therefore, Kenidris Kesherim is a valid neder. As the Gemara presents a story of a person whose Naziris was completely L'shem Shemayim, upon whom Shimon HaTzadik said, "Pini kamecha yirbu nezir Naziris b'Yisrael." Your Naziris is with the proper intention, as the Pasuk says, "Ish kiafli linder neder nazir l'hazul Hashem." The Gemara cites a brisa which quotes the Pesukim in Kehelis, "Es asher tider shalim," that which you vow, you shall pay. The next Pasuk continues, it's better that you not vow than that you vow and not pay for it. There's a machlekes Reb Meir of Rabbi Yehuda in how to interpret these psukim. Reb Meir says, it's best for a person not to make any nedarim at all. Reb Meir explains these psukim as follows. He says, of course, if you make a neder, you must keep your word. However, it's even better not to make a neder at all, because it may lead to a takala that you may not fulfill the neder. Rabbi Yehuda says, Taiv mizel mizel neder umeshalom. It's most preferred to make a neder and pay it, because the pasuk first states is ashati deshalom. The pasuk then adds, Taiv ashalay sidur mishati deshalom. However, it's better not to make a neder at all if you will not fulfill the neder. To summarize the order of preference, according to Reb Meir, einan neder, neder umeshalom, neder ve'ein umeshalom. According to Reb Yehuda, neder umeshalom, einan neder, neder ve'ein umeshalom. Now, as explained by the Ran, the Gemara asks, since neither mentions nedava, it seems that nedava is not preferred either, because he may not fulfill it. However, our Mishnah says that kishem do make nedavos. The Gemara offers two answers. The first answer reconciles our Mishnah with the opinion of Reb Meir, and we must indeed make this distinction. Ki kam Reb Meir ben neder, ben nedava lo kamar. Reb Meir only said that nedarim are not appropriate, but Reb Meir agrees with our Mishnah that nedavos are appropriate. The second answer, which continues into the next daf, reconciles our Mishnah with the opinion of Reb Yehuda, and we must make a similar distinction. Ki amar Reb Yehuda ben nedava ben neder lo yamar. Reb Yehuda only said that nedavos are appropriate, but Reb Yehuda agrees that nedarim are not appropriate. And we must amend the words of Reb Yehuda to read, Taiv mizeh umizeh neidiv umishalom. The Ran explains that according to the first explanation, the machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yehuda is only regarding nedarim, whether nedarim are appropriate. Reb Meir holds, Taiv mizeh umizeh she'ina neidir kol ikar. And Reb Yehuda holds, Taiv mizeh umizeh neidir umishalom. Because they both agree that the pasuk is only referring to nedarim, but disagree in its interpretation. But they both agree that nedavos are appropriate. Taiv mizeh umizeh neidiv umishalom. However, according to the second explanation, the machlekes is only regarding nedavos, whether nedavos are appropriate. Reb Meir holds taiv mizeh umizeh she'ina neidiv kol ikar, and Reb Yehuda holds taiv mizeh umizeh neidiv umishalom. But they both agree that nedarim are not appropriate. Taiv mizeh mizeh she'ina neidir kol ikar, because they also disagree as to what the pasuk is referring to. Reb Meir holds that the pasuk refers to both nedarim and nedavos, and therefore both are not appropriate. Reb Yehuda holds that the pasuk refers only to nedarim, and according to the second explanation, agrees with Reb Meir's interpretation that the pasuk is saying that taiv mizeh mizeh she'ina neidir kol ikar, nedarim are not appropriate. However, the pasuk does not refer to nedavos, which are appropriate. This discussion continues in the next daf.